we go.
Welcome to Spodcast number 8, the special Serenity, no we're not going to discuss it yet, episode. I'm Jared.
I'm Elliot.
And I'm Stutt, and I completely agree. Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, okay, that was a very short item. Should we do listeners' emails?
Yeah, we'll be right on ahead.
Moving swiftly on.
Swiftly.
We've had two emails.
Have we?
To spodcast@spodcast.org.
Indeedly.
Yep.
One from Christian, our listener in Norway.
Oh, yeah.
The only one.
The only one. Our only listener in Norway. He wanted to comment on what sod means.
That's happy nice. Days.
Yeah. Apparently it's a Norwegian dish with lots of meat or something.
That's with a double D though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's pronounced the same.
Balls, double D, meat. I think we should change the subject.
He says sauce. Some sort of dried meat, meatballs, potato and meat sauce.
So
I
meat.
Get the impression meat he doesn't sauce. Like it much. Bearing in mind this guy is the kind of person that knocks down moose for fun.
Does
I
he?
Thought he dodged the moose.
No, he hit the moose, I think, but he wasn't for fun. There was no fun involved for either party, I think.
Oh, that's nice.
What's that dish they eat? Lundfisk, is that it? Salted haddock. Salted
The kind of fish that you piss on and bury for 6 months.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, Christian eats it fresh.
Yeah, the Scandinavian fish, they do stuff to it and then it goes horrible and then they eat it.
No, the funniest one was he told me once about this national drink, which is some alcohol coffee-based thing.
Lovely.
Nice.
And what you do is you get a coin, and you put your, like a copper coin, you put at the bottom of the cup.
Okay.
And then you cover it in coffee until you can't see it.
Okay.
And then you cover it in whatever kind of flame juice you have lying around until you can see it.
Okay.
And then you drink it.
Sounds delightful.
It sounds lethal.
Yeah.
But
this
anyway.
Also,
yeah.
Aren't they the country that also, for fun, scalpel open their heads and put duct tape on so they get high off the glue or something?
Yay!
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
These people are. I mean, Sweden invented death metal, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Norway
were just
them.
Norway were just too hard.
Yeah, and then Christian also
Norwegians, right? Norwegians headbutt Swedes for fun.
And so do the Danes as well, don't they?
Yeah, I think everybody does.
Yeah, they're all Scandinavians. And then
also you're like Abba, do you smack.
You don't like Abba, do you? Smack.
Yeah. So that was the first email.
Although he did request some non-processed music. Yeah.
Did he?
Some Dream Theater.
He requested that we play some Dream Theater. So Dream Theater, if you're listening, give us permission and we'll play you.
Even if it's just your Metallica album, your Metallica cover live album.
Yeah.
Especially if it's your Metallica cover live album.
Yeah.
MB3 abuse.
Lovely.
Anyway.
Yeah, so that's the first email. And
The next email, I think, a major shout and mad props has to go out to Sith.
Emailing us twice in
He
twice
went
in
a bit
row.
Over the top, didn't he?
He went above and beyond the call of reason. Yeah. Duty. Yeah.
Yes.
The article that we were talking about last week about swearing, yeah?
The New York Times article that cost $4.
Yeah, the total non-article that we hyped up for about 10 minutes. He actually hand-typed the entire article from the pages of the newspaper. So, mad props. Thanks a lot for that. And the general gist of it was that somebody in America, politicians or something...
Did you read it?
Oh, Senate, that was it. The Senate. They're talking about upping the fee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 15... times.
They want it good to go to $500,000, don't they?
Yeah, $500,000. Half a million per small pastry thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're threatening to revoke the licenses of repeat polluters.
Lovely.
They mean Howard Stern, don't they?
Yeah, basically. I think everybody who has a license should now turn around and tell the Senate to fuck off. There you go.
Let's face it, they'd make a fortune.
The Senate would, yeah. They'd also have absolutely no radio anymore at all. And actually, when I think about it, the Senate would probably quite like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, not only that, have you heard much American radio?
This is why podcasting is getting so big.
Yeah, I think so. I tend to avoid it, except for, what's it called? K-Rock!
Right, well,
part of the problem is it's all commercial over there.
Yeah, it is.
There's very little, you know, sort of free radio.
There's no BBC, is there?
Yeah, that's what you need, bit of the BBC.
Oh,
BBC
that reminds me, did you read on the BBC, they've got, you know the magazine they do every week?
Yeah.
On the website. Somebody had written in about, was it Michael Howard's farewell speech?
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. The Telegraph reported that he said, the party needed a leader who could understand young people's aspirations and connect with the internet and iPod generation. And somebody wrote in and said, so some sort of USB cable would seem to be in order then.
Oh, no.
Even though it should be FireWire, but yeah.
Nah, USB is fine.
Speaking of the BBC, have you heard the story about Aardman Animations Warehouse?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've just noticed by going to the BBC News homepage.
We've read about it earlier.
Yeah.
I'm particularly like the it's terrible for us, but
yeah,
it's
hardly
international news, is it?
Yeah.
Not when there's 20,000 people or more dead in Pakistan at the moment.
You've got to hand it to him for saying the right thing.
Slam of realism on the whole thing. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Kudos to you, Nick Park.
Absolutely.
Sorry you lost your plasticine, but it was your plasticine to lose.
Well, yeah, okay. I think you'll find it was the film company's plasticine to lose, but...
No, it was Aardman's.
Yeah, but who paid for it?
Him.
Okay. Anyway,
the original Grant Day Out rocket did survive.
Ah, oh, fantastic! That's going to go.
Yeah, well, of course, it was
now.
Off getting some cheese, wasn't it?
Don't forget the crackers.
Yes.
You don't like Wednesdaydale?
Not even Wednesdaydale.
I think we should just say if you haven't gone and seen the new Wallace and Gromit film. Do go, but don't tell us about it, because I haven't seen that one yet either.
No, I haven't. But Spike went to see it, and he said it's fantastic, and if you haven't seen
nothing,
it yet, go and see
it.
I've heard nothing but good things about it.
It's bound to be fantastic. They haven't done anything wrong yet. They haven't put a foot wrong.
Much like Pixar.
Pixar have had a couple of...
They had A Bug's Life, and that's it. And it's not that bad a film.
I actually have it on DVD, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's not that bad a film. I mean... Put up against their maximum opum thingies like Toy Story 2.
Yeah. Have you seen Jerry's Game?
No.
I'm now beginning to wonder whether I've ever actually watched a Pixar film.
Finding Nemo.
Not seen it.
What?
Bugs Life, Finding Nemo, Ants.
No, I haven't seen them. Haven't seen Toy Story. Haven't seen Toy Story 2.
Monsters Incorporated.
Chicken Run. Chicken Run was Aardman, wasn't it?
That was Aardman, not
Pixar.
Oh yeah, sorry. I've been dead for another week. Don't worry about me.
Poor Stutz lost his brain. If anyone sees Stutz's brain,
it's in the cupboard above the kitchen sink.
It's at work. I know where it is.
You put it back in its box, didn't you?
I did. I'm going to send it back for a refund.
Well, you lost your brain. I did worse this week. I lost my PSP.
Oh, not again. This is the second one that you've...
They're dropping like flies, Jared. Sort it out.
Yep. This one was stolen from my bag on Paris's transportation network somewhere. Someone opened my backpack and took out... They reached in, grabbed the nearest thing, I presume, and nicked my
PSP.
Just
happened to be a PSP.
The shits, yeah.
You got to say good day for them.
Oh, yeah, they did all right. I mean, good day hunting for them. They got a PSP.
So, basically... Moral of the story. moral of the story is,
put it in your
if you're a thieving bastard in Paris, we all hope you fucking die.
Yes, that's the moral of the story.
And do it now.
Let's go for a better moral of the story, something along the lines of, you know, don't carry stuff like that in a backpack that doesn't have, you know, covers and covers and covers over the zips.
Well, I bought a new bag on Saturday, which is a lot harder to steal from. Because there's no doubt, I mean...
it's got an electric fence around it.
Because it's inevitable that one day I'm going to replace it with another PSP.
I'd say that's a given.
Was it insured?
I checked my household insurance. My household insurance, being French, does not cover me for stuff out of the house. By default, it doesn't do that.
Yeah, that's a pain.
Unlike in the UK, which is stupid and that's life.
Well, yeah, but in the UK, it's damn hard to claim on it.
So speaking of thieving French bastards...
Yes! insurance companies. Yeah. Oh, and my first one has been put in repair in the Far East, and they have told me what the problem is.
It's broken?
It took a drink.
Oh.
Which I thought was impossible.
Pissed on it.
What was its poison? It's possible the cats either pissed on it or dragged it into the water bowl and then dumped it out or something. It was the cats.
Is it repairable?
Yeah, and it's
so
going to cost 100
back.
Yes,
you see, I laugh at that, right? But I too have lost things thanks to cats.
You lost a computer, didn't you?
I lost a processor, yeah.
Yeah.
Due to cat hair.
Well, that's why I don't have pets.
Yeah.
Yeah,
actually,
no,
that's
worth
not
it,
why I don't have pets, but that's a whole other story.
But it's a damn good excuse.
I've killed every pet I've had.
Oh, dear.
We're talking goldfish, don't be too worried.
I was going to say, no pet lives forever.
No, but tortoises outlive them. They don't live very long at all.
Especially when you play doctors and nurses with them.
Okay, that is a story for another day.
Or vets and patients.
Yes. I read on the...
yeah, with your 12-volt transformer.
Did you see that guy who did that with the goldfish?
No.
They killed a goldfish by drowning it with... Yeah, they drowned the goldfish in Mountain Dew, I think it was, which basically kills it. And then they replaced Mountain Dew with water, put a 9-volt battery in, jolted the fish, and it just shocked and then started swimming around normally again.
Fantastic.
Yeah, horrible. Frankenstein's fish. I thought it was really cruel, to be honest.
Have you ever seen the film Frankenfish?
No.
Ah, oh, what a class movie.
Don't tell me they put bolts or electrodes or whatever they
want
to call them.
Want a date? Want a party? Want a party? Want a party?
Got any money?
Yeah,
no.
You've not seen Frankenhooker. Now there's
my favourite film, yeah.
Frankenhooker.
Frankenhooker rocks.
Okay.
No,
I'll take
really,
word for
it
that
does.
As well.
Yeah. Frankenfish, however, doesn't rock quite so much.
Anyway, it's starting to get late. But for anyone
I think
your fight
has been getting late all day.
Yeah, for anyone that cares, it's the 10th of October. It's about half 11,
depending
on which country you're in.
Yeah. Half 11 in France.
Yeah.
Shall I move on to my speech about ATI and NVIDIA then?
What's all that about?
Well, both of them have got their latest and greatest, newest graphics cards out, with ATI joining the party a bit late.
Okay.
So I just wanted to talk about, obviously, you know, you've got several thousand pounds lying around and nothing to spend it on, so you think, oh, I know, I'll get a new graphics card.
As you do.
Yeah. As you do. And there's a massive controversy, actually, over the ATI offering, which they're calling the X1000 series.
Yep.
Sounds impressive.
Yep. So you get the X1300, 1600, and 1800, I believe.
Is this the one with H.264 on it?
That is, in fact, the biggest reason for buying an ATI, yeah.
Hardware H.264 decoding.
Hardware 1080 compatible H.264 decoding, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So does that mean there's no need for a dual G5?
There is no need for a dual 2 gigahertz G5 like I have.
That's
right. Yeah, because this graphics card does it. It is actually that smart. I think that's lovely. The NVIDIA doesn't do that. Go figure.
Which means you need to buy a dual 2 gigahertz G5.
Kind of thing.
We've done it once. Once for the show, please. Thank you.
So, no, the controversy is over... They're both supposed to be Shader Model 3 compatible DirectX 9 cards, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's this thing whereby Vertex Shader Vertex Texture Fetching, which is a part of the Shader Model 3, the ATI doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Now, what that's supposed to do is read Vertex Shader stuff from texture memory or something. It's all very geeky. And really, if you're anyone that uses a graphics card, this means nothing to you. If you're a developer, it means an awful lot.
Yeah.
Honest. They do say there's a workaround, but it's up to people who are writing the code to implement it.
So you pay $600 for a graphics card, and you need to patch shit.
Indeed, you have to patch shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's all going to be pretty irrelevant. I don't think there's anything out there that uses Vertex texture fetching yet. I can't even say it.
This is fancy buzzword bingo for graphics cards, isn't it?
Yeah, basically.
Bingo Bob Russell.
But the NVIDIA 7800 GT, or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
That wins for speed. It is considerably faster on many games.
So it's the gamer's card?
It's the gamer's card, yeah. It's also $50 to $100 cheaper, depending on what you buy.
Isn't that a no-brainer?
Allegedly. Yeah. No, because do you think that $50 to $100 is worth it for a 1080 capable H.264 hardware decoder? Answers on a postcard.
To spodcast@spodcast.org.
Yeah, totally. I mean, come on, for the money.
Yeah.
If you don't have a dual 2 gigahertz.
You can buy a Sigma card, can't you?
Sure,
you can get a Sigma. Sigma card that will decode H.264.
Oh, WinTV type thing.
Do they?
I believe Sigma make one.
Not WinTV, Real Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do they do a 1080 H.264 one?
I believe they do a decoder that is now being put in what's it called?
And are those cards less than $100?
Is that KISS have been talking about doing a 1080 like DVD MPEG thing. They use Real Magic chipsets in their stuff.
What just happened to the conference?
Garrett left.
Yeah, get him back.
Do we have to? Okay.
Oi, Jared, come back.
What? Where'd you go?
What on earth happened there?
You dropped off.
You just disappeared. I just saw that all of a sudden it was just me and Stutt.
I just got disconnected. Skype just decided I was talking too much crap.
Yeah, they obviously thought, no, Sigma don't make one of those yet. You're out of here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's rather...
for telling Corky Pies.
That's strange.
Yeah, Sigma appear to do an AVC H.264 processor.
And it costs?
I don't know yet.
Right.
Pounds.
It'll be one of their regular MPEG 4.
How much are their regular ones?
40 to $60, aren't they?
Right, so it falls within the $50 difference if it's $50, but not the $100 difference if it's $100.
Yeah.
And it frees up a PCI slot. Nice.
See, the thing
thing that the ATI card does, which sounds funny, is the GPU is fully programmable.
Oh, what? Crusoe style?
Huh?
Whoosh.
what you say?
Transmitters Crusoe was a RISC chip with a programmable layer on top.
From Transmitter.
Transmitters Crusoe. Yeah.
Name rings a bell.
Yeah, they hired Mr. Torvalds.
Linus Tordevals.
Yeah.
Schmegen?
Schmegen, I believe he went
Yeah. What it means is, what it means is, you can actually dump other code on the GPU. So you can, because it is one hardcore beast of a number cruncher,
yeah.
Parallel processing pipes, blah blah. You can do physics and AI on it, and more importantly, when you're not playing a game, you can fold.
Excellent.
The idea is that you will be able to fold protein whilst not rendering horrendously power-hungry graphics.
That
sounds pretty cool, though, to be able to use it for
other stuff. Yeah.
Other stuff. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah.
The Sigma Designs SMP8630 is the first chip to do MPEG-4 AVC 1080 the H.264 stuff things.
Yeah.
Stuff.
And I haven't found a price, but it does mean it'll be available for set-top boxes as well.
Yeah. It's a chip they're selling, is it?
They sell the chip, yes.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if one of those wasn't on the ATI graphics card.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Do you know, I think it might be.
Cool.
You'd be daft making your own if somebody else is just quite happy to sell you one.
Yeah, although ATI do that, though, don't they?
No.
Because to get the speed, it's usually better to make their own.
Not really. Seemed now you've mentioned it, I seem to remember seeing the word Sigma on the website page. My goodness, what a
they're calling the whole site. They're calling the whole thing Avivo.
HD, blah blah blah.
They're trying to work off the Vavavoom thing.
Oh, don't. I'll have to beat you to death.
From Nottingham, that'll be impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's how determined he'll be.
Yeah. I'm up in Derby.
So Nvidia wins for speed and ATI wins for features by the looks of things.
Isn't this back to the way it
used to go?
Yeah.
This is the way it used to be with Nvidia and, say, Matrox. Another Canadian graphics card company.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We're at 22 and a half minutes.
Oh, isn't that song time?
Time for some music then,
It is song time. Yeah, it's one of yours this week.
Yeah.
Look up
who it is again.
No, not you, the other one.
Yeah, that would be me.
It's the Muffs. Where did you find these guys?
What happened was, I was looking for something to listen to, and I decided that I could do with something that... I went for genres, and I looked for something perky in the pop-punk genre.
You look for a name that made you laugh, come on.
No, actually, I didn't even know.
Admit it, be honest.
I wish I could.
You had 3 minutes to find a song before we started recording.
And I went to
for the Muffs.
And you dived straight for the Muffs.
Oh dear, it's degenerating.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, well, to be honest, if that's what it takes for them to get played, the Muffs.
It's worked.
There they are.
Do we know anything about them? Do we care?
Yes, we do. We know something about them. They are from California. Yeah. He says he waited for the webpage to load. I was trying to remember what they said about themselves, and they said pretty much nothing. They said they're from California in the United States. They're a three-piece. They have an artist's blog.
Ooh. Well,
and there are no blog items for this artist. Fantastic. So that's
three stoners from California who added things to their website but forgot to actually write anything.
That's correct. And it's
cute. Okay.
Perky, punky pop song. And I thought it was exactly what wanted to wake me up and stop me from falling asleep.
Funky.
Because we do go on.
And it's a pop song.
Pop song, perky. Okay, so this is The Muffs, and I believe it's A Little Luxury that I picked, is it?
Yes.
The Muffs, A Little Luxury.
From the album Really, Really Happy. It's actually called Really, Really Happy.
Like I said, I picked something perky.
Anyway, here we go. Enjoy. Okay, so that was the Muffs.
Can you imagine going to one of their concerts and stage diving? You can say you actually stage dived to the Muffs.
Oh, no. No.
Jesus wept.
Yeah.
There are some things you just should not say, okay?
And they all relate to muff diving, is that right?
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
Honestly, who throws a shoe?
Oh, Jared, you are a one.
I truly try my best. Right.
Incidentally, if anyone's listened to the Daily Source Code recently, you'll have heard Adam talking about audio hijack skipping. Well, during the song, our audio hijack skipped twice.
Really?
So I do apologise if the song skips. I have to say we weren't listening to it, but it's telling me it skipped twice. So,
goodness gracious!
I need a faster Mac.
You want a dual 2 gigahertz?
No, that brings us on to the next item on the 12th of October.
I know, it was all planned, you know.
No, not that one, you fool.
The other one.
What have you got plugged into your dual 2 gigahertz Mac, Jared?
A keyboard.
Yes, well done.
Yeah, but that's hardly a new Mac.
Safety. Anyway, moving on, because it's getting very late
here's
now.
Something. Does anyone actually remember Salty the Seal? I know Elliot and I do, because we impersonated it for the last 30 years of our lives. But
so when you say anyone, you actually mean me?
Or listeners. I think
our
we have this.
Oh,
we
have
apparently have a couple of people who listen to us.
All right. I don't remember them. I have to say,
Salty the Seal.
I'm a tad younger than you guys.
He was a sea lion who used to come up to. It's like Lassie, only with a fucking seal.
It's like Skippy. It's like Skippy, right?
Skippy the kangaroo.
Oh, it's this stupid animal. It wants us to follow it.
Gee, I think he wants us to follow him.
And his way of doing this was the stock footage, wasn't it?
Yeah, of the seal poking his head out.
And it was stock footage.
It just really was quite
shamelessly cool. Reused again and again.
And we watched it religiously. That and the Whirlybirds. I mean, that was our TV, our children.
The Whirlybirds.
See, you'd forgotten that until I'd mentioned
it.
Wasn't
that TC?
My God. Oh, dear. Yeah.
Anywho.
Old TV about a helicopter.
Yes. We were going to talk about tactile stuff.
Yeah, the keyboard, as you can hear it, is quite noisy.
It's more like a manual typewriter.
It's actually got the same microswitches as the old Apple Pro keyboards. It's made by TactilePro.com.
Oh, is this Matthias. Your split thing?
No, it's not my... Because I've got the old Apple split keyboard, which is absolutely fantastic, but is ADB.
Ooh, looking at the website. Ooh.
You see the keyboard now?
Looks nice.
It's... very nice.
Vic just looks like an Apple keyboard.
The Bluetooth?
No, it isn't. But the micro switches on it are the expensive sort. Very nice. Very loud, very clacky, but very, very nice. And my
I've
girlfriend bought
a
it
keyboard
for,
that makes noises.
For yeah. working on, because she does fast typing. And I decided recently to change back to QWERTY from AZERTY, which sucks. So, our work seems to have found a couple of QWERTY keyboards lying around the office and thought, maybe I'll switch back to QWERTY now. So I've decided to do it at home as well and nicked her keyboard while she wasn't looking. And she's hearing it, obviously, because it's a bit loud. But,
I looked at it.
Very, very good.
It's not a cheap keyboard, though, is it?
No, it's not. She paid, what, €160?
$99.
Yeah.
She paid €100.
Is that... 60 quid.
They're .ca, so is that 99... Oh, no, it says US dollars, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've
actually just done the currency conversion thing. UK pounds, it comes out at 56. Something.
You see, I look at it and I see all that clear plastic, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And so I'm thinking...
I've got one like that.
And I'm thinking, has it got cold cathode in it? And if not, what a waste of clear plastic. That thing could glow blue. And that would be hella smart.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
5-year warranty on it. And it can take for a keyboard.
For a keyboard, that's amazing. I'll tell you.
And it can apparently take some serious abuse.
And being plugged into a Mac, it's probably going to.
A USB hub as well.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just like the Apple keyboard that I've got, only sturdier.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, I got that keyboard.
Yeah.
I traded it in for a Bluetooth one.
Oh, right.
Which is very nice, except it doesn't have the USB hub.
No,
for the obvious reasons. That's a real pain. So being able to just pick up, this keyboard and walk around with it is quite cool.
Yeah, but that means you need to get a Bluetooth mouse.
Yeah, but
can't they do it with microwave?
Microwave.
Yeah, beam power to the
Tesla coils. Yeah.
Don't get in the way.
Yeah.
Oh no! Don't stand there.
Although it's getting a bit warm.
Bluetooth keyboards do have batteries in them, so you don't need to worry about transmitted power.
They do. And I have to say that I thought the battery would be really crap, but
no, it
turns itself off very, very quickly.
In fact,
and then comes back on very, very quickly afterwards.
In fact, it probably only comes on when you hit a button.
Well, I don't
know.
Oh,
no, it's Bluetooth, isn't it? So no,
it's Bluetooth, it is a connection. But, I mean, when it goes off, the Mac doesn't actually see it going, you know, disappearing. It's still there. But it's definitely off because the first key press doesn't do anything.
Which is amazing because by
So if you to have that with XChat Aqua, you could actually miss the first two key presses of a line.
You could, yes.
Because my mobile phone, when it's on Bluetooth mode, chews through batteries at an astounding rate.
Oh, sorry, on that subject.
Speaking of phones.
Don't woke up.
Speaking of phones.
Got a new phone.
The Bluetooth on this phone won't talk to iSync.
Oh dear God.
And you know, I mean, it is a Windows machine, so I can understand that. But seriously, it should be able to talk to your iSync. It doesn't.
Isn't this the criticism that Apple seems to come under quite a lot? As a lot more of old, but seems to be doing so more again of late. And that's just lack of support for hardware that people have.
Well, they opened up the API for iSync, so...
Have they?
Yeah.
Well, I might have to dig into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing is I've decided I'm going to have to write an IMAP client, because the one on it sucks. You delete a message and it doesn't disappear from the server.
Yeah.
You read a message and it doesn't get marked as read on the server. It is the most annoying thing.
So it's like IMAP with read-only.
Apple Mail is horrible. Hang on, it works on mine. You sure you've not got a permissions thing? I mean...
What, your Windows Mobile?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about your Mac.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, well, Mail 2.0 is piss, but
it's
acceptable.
It's not as good as Mail 1, but yeah it's... But no, this mobile, I mean, it's great. I can Skype, I can check my mail when I'm near a Wi-Fi hotspot, or through GPRS if I want to spend a fortune. But... as a phone, it sucks, I've decided.
Oh, that's a bit of a disappointment.
Well, the thing is, and I know this is really daft...
Because you think, when you buy a phone, what you really want is a phone.
It's a phone, yeah. But, you know, I don't know if you've gone and had a look at it, but you open the screen, and you can then flip it round and put it back down like a PDA. Well, to actually answer the phone, when it's ringing, you open it up, and it appears in landscape mode, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, obviously it's open, you don't want to hold that next to your ear, because it's like a whole big, giant PDA, like...
It's like a sandwich,
clamshell.
You're holding a sandwich to your ear.
So, when the phone's ringing, you open it, you flip the screen round, you put it down again. You then have to wait 10 to 15 seconds for the screen to reorient itself before you can hit the answer button.
But that's pants!
Yes, it is!
Oh, that means you're going to be using your Bluetooth headset to deal with it most of the time, doesn't it?
I so am. I tell you.
Wow.
You've started crackling again, Jared.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I disconnect and reconnect?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Just kick your
done,
back. We were going to then talk about, I believe, the 12th of October.
Indeed, yes.
So it's time for some idle speculation.
Hang on, let's just wrap up the keyboard.
Yes.
We should just say it's a Matthias product. It's called the Tactile Pro for your Mac. Available. Can we get an affiliate link or something?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, but it's listed as $100 available in many currencies.
And worth every cent, obviously.
Apparently.
As long as you're not working in audio. Where you
comes
need
with a
56-inch
cable, if you like that sort of thing.
You see, I'd like one of those, but it would need to have a Windows key and an Alt key.
It's got an Alt key. And
it's
you can
key,
use
yeah.
the Apple key as Windows.
Key as a...
Yeah, but that's
I
an Apple key
Windows.
And a command key. That's not...
it's
not a Windows button.
It does say Alt on it, actually. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Anyway.
I use it on Windows all the time.
Does that say Alt? It looks like the funny little twisty logo thing they've got on the key.
Yeah,
I can't see it from here.
If you swap those two around, the Windows key's on the right of the Alt key in Windows.
I have both here. Yes, it is. No, the Windows
what?
Key is on the left of
yeah.
the Alt key.
On Windows, but on this keyboard, when you plug it into a Windows machine, it uses
that would be
control,
on the right. Yeah.
Then the Alt, then Windows.
Do you want to disconnect and I'll rejoin you because your sound's getting really, really bad.
Ah, oh, got rid of him easily. No, don't invite him.
Hello?
How's that?
Hello? That's better.
Yeah, so apparently what happens is after a set amount of time, my Skype decides to throttle my bandwidth to the point that it clips. That's not very nice.
Bizarre.
No, that's rubbish.
But at least I've now got enough sound quality to talk about the 12th of October.
Yeah, what's all this about the 12th of October? I don't know.
Idle speculation time.
On the 12th of October, Apple has a media event.
Oh, yes,
invite
I've heard about
only,
this, actually.
And the advert says one more thing and has a set of red theatre curtains. The last one they had, which was a special, super special secret event, was the Nano one, and that had the photo of the jeans pocket as the invite card.
What was on the invite card, sorry?
The jeans pocket, you know when...
No, not that one, this one.
Red curtains.
Red curtains?
Yes.
Well, what do we think
cinema.
This symbolises? Okay.
It could be cinema, but I'm not so sure.
42-inch plasma screens?
Well, that'd be lovely. Well, they do a 30, which is bigger than my 10.
Sorry, LCD screens.
I mean, yeah, honestly, you don't need much more.
It's got to be something cinema-y, hasn't it?
Is there a new version of Final Cut Pro coming out?
You see, there could be something like that.
Hardly worth a press
it's
conference.
Not a special event, is it?
No, however, it's pretty obvious...
Intel PowerBooks?
New PowerBooks are coming out. It's pretty obvious that, from all the information I've gleaned so far, that it's going to be a new Power Mac and new PowerBook. But it ain't going to be Intel, I don't think. Intel
are we talking G5s? There's no way they're G5s.
No, it's not going to be G5s, but it could be dual-core G4s or 2GB G4s or something we don't know yet. But it could be dual cores in the G5 Power Mac, but we honestly just don't know. Intel, it's definitely not, in my opinion.
No,
because they
it
haven't ramped up production enough. Yeah, Intel haven't finished the chips yet. Good luck. Can't wait. But it ain't going to be that.
Yeah, that is going to rock, you know.
So what I think it's going to be, and this is my speculation, is they're going to announce the new PowerBooks and the new Power Macs, and then have, and just one more thing. And I'm kind of hoping they're going to do a video store.
Yes, they've been talking about this for a while. It's in iTunes 5, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's stuff in there to do it.
Yeah, but they've got video podcasts on their podcasting. Or maybe, and some people have speculated that it's a podcast recording setup.
Oh, that would be interesting.
iTunes.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
We'll piss a few people off, but yeah, that sounds very good.
Yeah.
Never mind their way.
Oh, yeah. Pissed a few people off. Oh, so sorry, Confabulator. That was such a shame that you stole our idea and we took it back.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with pissing
Rogue Amoeba would be very unhappy.
Well, honestly, I don't think they're going to put a podcast in sleep. I don't think it's that. It could be, but I don't think
so. You can do it with QuickTime, can't you?
Yeah,
they were pushing
Pro.
That a while back. Yeah.
Dead easy to do with QuickTime Pro or any of the other audio recording things.
I mean, from what you say about the red curtains, it's got to be something filmy.
Yeah, that's the thing that gets me every time. I think, no, it's going to be the iMac, and it's going to be the Power Mac and the PowerBook.
They could be bluffing.
And they could be bluffing.
Yeah, but
why
would they?
It's not going to be
not
a video
subtle,
iPod.
Surely.
It's not going to be the video iPod, because it doesn't strike me as very Steve Jobs. I don't think he's going to do it yet.
I don't think there's much money in it, to be honest.
Precisely.
Not yet. It hasn't reached critical mass for it to, for the market to be able to take that sort
Didn't
of product.
iTunes come out before the iPod?
Yes, it did, but the iPod was known about when it came out.
Was it?
I don't remember.
I'm fairly sure it was. They bought in the pipeline
and made it into iTunes.
Yeah.
I don't know if the iPod was thought of then. But anyway, that's idle speculation. I do think they'll have a video store. Well, that's what I'm hoping. I just want. Okay, my ideal would be TV shows that you can buy in iTunes.
Yeah.
How cool would that be? Oh, Lost.
Depends how much they are.
99 cents an episode? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Maybe 99 cents per episode as long as you watch it in, like, 5-minute chunks.
Yeah. But it could be something like that. But I doubt it.
Well, how much should an episode cost?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
If you rent a DVD, how much does that cost?
£2.
What country are you living in? Oh, France, right.
Right, so say it's £5.
Mm. To rent.
To rent. Overnight. And you get, what, 3 or 4 episodes on a DVD?
And somewhere in the region of 24 hours to watch it.
£5? Is it really that much over there?
I don't know. I've never rented a DVD. Yeah.
I took a bus the other day. That scared the crap out of me.
Isn't Red Ken also increasing the bus
congestion
prices
charge.
In the buses and tubes going up?
Yeah, but that's something. London. Nobody cares.
Yeah, true.
Plus, they've got an Olympics to pay for.
Oh right, of course.
I still think.
Oh yeah, they don't do these things for no reason. There's always something behind it.
Yeah. No, so, what do you guys think the Apple thing's going to be?
I'd laugh heartily if it's PowerBooks, because I know someone who went out and bought one on Thursday.
It to be something with an Intel chip in it, because that's the thing that Apple are doing that actually excites me at the moment. Well, really don't care about, except
that
for the
would that would be interesting. That would be interesting, but purely because they said it would be at least 18 months. So that would certainly be a shocker.
And
I really don't think they're ready.
If it comes out in time for Christmas, it's going to upset a lot of people. And again, I don't see a problem. I think Dell are ready to be upset.
Oh yeah, Dell deserve a battle.
I mean, Dell have done really well recently by making good computers cheap for a change.
And let's be clear, yep.
Can I just say, I hate Dell purely because their PowerEdge servers are not tested with FreeBSD, so if you have problems, you can't go back to them.
Oh, anyway, horrible.
That's a pet peeve.
Yes, it's an open source piece of software. It will be fixed.
Oh, no, it's not because there's a problem. It's because they don't have standard kernels and so
on.
Yeah,
they won't support it.
Yeah. And I hate
and
Dell.
And it's like,
because...
what is the industry standard here, guys? Hello?
Well, they support Red Hat, basically.
Yeah, but Red Hat sucks.
Yeah.
But they support Red Hat. They own Red Hat shares, don't they?
I mean, I sit in a Linux channel, yeah? Not that I use Linux.
Do you? Is it water or chocolate or what is it?
No, it's just got lots of penguins in it.
Ah, fantastic.
It's an ice float.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it probably is. So, we had somebody in there with a problem in his Fedora the other day. And I'm saying, well, edit this file, and it says Fedora won't let me. What? Are you rude? He's like, yeah, but it just says that if I edit this file, the system won't work anymore.
Oh what? No, that's perfectly normal. That's quite normal for them to put loads of barriers in the way of editing files like that.
No, it isn't.
Red Hat do it. Windows do it. You know, a lot of operating systems do it.
And it sucks. FreeBSD, you can do whatever the bloody hell you like, and frankly, you can go piss yourself later if you mess it up. But that's what you want. It's more cutting-edge.
Hang on.
Technology.
Let's look at where these things are being aimed. Red Hat is being aimed at everyone. FreeBSD isn't.
Yeah.
Not even slightly.
I use Red Hat on production servers, on production Dell PowerEdges, in fact, because...
Only because the software that you need to run runs on it, like...
Clockwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's commercial software.
And Oracle.
Yeah, we're having the same problem. We were having massive problems with a Dell, I don't know, kick-ass server. Can't remember what the spec is.
2850, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. 2850 dual Xeon 3 gigahertz, I think it is.
Yeah, with 2 gigabytes.
With couple of gigabytes RAM.
Same sort of spec of stuff, I buy.
Yeah, but we were having massive problems with FreeBSD running in SMP mode because it just, I don't know, it killed the network for some bizarre reason.
Well, I had it running on 2650.
That shouldn't happen, but
with absolutely no problems at all.
Absolutely, but I mean, I actually think it might be a hardware problem, but we can't go back to Dell until we put something like Red Hat on there. So we're in the middle of installing Red Hat Fedora Core, whatever it is, 3, 2, 3, 4. God, I can't remember.
Unix for kids.
The latest one, but it's just daft that we were in last Saturday doing it. It's ridiculous that we have to do that to get any sort of response from them. The alternative was to put Windows on there, but that gets us nowhere.
Yeah, but the problem is
if we put Fedora on there and it solves the problem, we'll just leave it.
The problem is though, is you've got so many penguin shaggers out there with all their different versions of Phoenix that you can't say you support every single kernel build configuration. No. And FreeBSD is even a step further away. You don't saying they're going to support Solaris, HPUX, or
no. But I guarantee you, there are more people using FreeBSD on Dell servers.
Yes.
Than there are using the fruity Linuxes they support.
because
it's rock solid when
and
it works.
Power edges are dual Xeon power edges are really really nice machines for the money.
They are lovely.
Yeah, I want that's, one.
Yeah. I have.
Oh God, not another appeal.
This week's appeal.
I think I have three at work now. No, two.
Yeah, we got one of them and two SC-1420.
Can't you carry one home in your backpack one weekend, yes, Jack? Just let me know when you'll be on the metro.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think I'd feel that one leaving the bag.
Not if I'd cosh you first.
No, that
would be it. I have to say, I have transported a 1U server to London from Didcot on the train.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That's nothing.
I've moved.
Did you know, I once carried an
I
carried an NEC APC-3 from London to Stockport and back in the same day on public transport.
Isn't that
transport.
A thing that's full of batteries?
No, that was the APC-4.
Okay. What was an APC-3 then?
The version before that was bigger and clunkier but didn't have the batteries.
Oh, right.
It was their desktop PC that we used to run all our investment software on.
You've gone before my time, I think.
Yeah.
In the days of acoustic couplers.
No, we had a 1200 board modem, actually.
Oh, I tell you.
This was 1988.
My Hayes modem.
Yeah, it was a 1200 board Hayes modem.
Hayes 2400 modem.
And then Hayes went out of business. Stuff. They still have the standard, but nobody bought them.
Yeah.
And Hayes died. It was quite sad. Somebody.
I'm sure they still exist in some legal way.
I'm not sure they do, you know.
So who
owns probably, the you'll probably find some daft American company popping up later and suing everyone for 20 years of modem technology.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's like SEO or something.
Yeah. Right.
Or Radbus. You know you've been rimmed.
Okay. Are we done then?
Yeah. Yeah, bottom line, 12th of October, no idea.
No, but we will tell
we
you all about
it
next week.
We are without a clue, but we will no doubt completely forget to mention it next week.
In fact, we might well do an extra one on Thursday just to talk about it.
If it's something good.
Or possibly Wednesday. Yeah,
if it's just downloadable films, forget it, nobody's interested.
Yeah, right.
Jared, I already download all my films. What's the point?
it would be legal.
You want me to pay for it?
Yeah. Let's not get into that right now. It's 10 past 11 or 10 past 12.
And it's time to go.
I think it's time to finish. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Thank you for listening.
And
and sleep well, because I'm getting really quite tired. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, this went on so long that my cup of tea went cold and was finished about half an hour ago. So Tailors of Harrogate, while sponsoring my cup of tea, well not actually, but being in my cupboard when I decided to make a cup of tea, served me well, but the spot was too long.
Alas, didn't get a mention. And the makers of my green tea, whose name I don't even know, they're just some cheap Chinese brand whose name I cannot read.
Okay.
You know it's the right brand when you can't pronounce it because you don't understand the...
You know it's the right brand when you go into the Chinese supermarket and you see huge boxes of the stuff going dirt cheap and you think, yeah, that's probably what Chinese people drink, you know.
That makes it good, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. It makes it authentic.
My Diet Coke has remained unopened, so there you go.
Yeah.
Too busy nattering.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's been a fun podcast, and I hope everyone...
Yes, at 53 minutes.
It's time for us to meatball off.
53? We're under the hour.
Only just.
Wow.
We'll just stop doing this. We're just, according to this, we're just coming up on 50 meg.
Wow. Apparently, a UFO landed in the Sarajevo.
Did it?
Apparently so.
That's
that
fun. Yeah, stay tuned for next week's UFO.
Yeah, UFO and Applecast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's not upset the Applecast. Chortle.
When's the 19th? Because Serenity comes out here in 8... Oh, it's Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah. It is indeed.
Yeah, it comes out on the Wednesday.
Have you booked tickets yet?
No, not yet. It's not available for... Well, probably is, you know.
It probably is, you know.
We're just trying to work out which.
Because I got my Serenity tickets well before I went to see it.
Yes. Some of us haven't seen it and don't appear to have any time to see
it. Yeah, I just wanted to
in the near future. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, let's go. Let's finish that then. And
okay.
Good night, people.
Keep it under an hour. Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Bye.
Entertaining and educating.
But why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?